Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Each week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, we talk to the Travel Secretary Ann Sayers. This week, Julia Fellow and I discuss topic for those seeking adventure. Here's our conversation with Ann.
She's better than all the rest. All of them. She is our Travel Secretary. She is Ann Sayers. Julia, so fired up. Hi, Ann.
Hi, team. How are you?
Very good.
We're really great. Love this topic. Adventure seeker. Boy, we know how to do this in Wisconsin, don't we?
You know, if you're looking for heart-pumping adventure, yeah, we got you covered.
And you can discover your unique travel style and explore the Badger State.
Yeah, you know, Travel Wisconsin is so happy to help you kind of find your travel style and then give you lots of ideas how to pursue that. And for adventure seekers, we have lots of ideas. You can discover thrills in Wisconsin across all seasons and in all places, whether it's on land, in the water, up in the air, maybe. First-timers and extreme experts have unlimited ways to play, including ziplining, motorsports, paddling rapids, pedaling, rugged trails. And today we're going to dive into some summer travel recommendations full of thrills for those adventure seekers. And you can learn more about those travel styles, find the one that matches you at travelwisconsin.com/travel styles.
Travelwisconsin.com. So much good stuff on the website. All right, Ann, let's check out the ATV UTV scene in Wisconsin. This is big time, especially the last few years in our state.
For sure. So it's starting in southern Wisconsin. The Cheese Country Trail is a popular destination for power sports enthusiasts. It's a 47-mile trail. It draws ATV and UTV riders for its winding route, scenic views, small town stops along the way, and each community on the route has a pit stop to explore, which is always just so fun. In Monroe, for example, Baumgartner's is a favorite among riders for lunch. It's a nearly century-old establishment. It's famous for its simple but delicious cheese sandwiches. Yes, please. And up in the Northwoods, make Hayward your base camp for trail riding trip of a lifetime. Hayward Power Sports, they rent the latest UTV so you can explore the area's vast trail network. The Hayward Lakes area is actually home to 200 miles of off-road trails weaving through thick forests, along scenic lake shores, and over rolling hills.
And then there's pedal-powered adventures, Anne.
Yes, so this one, you can plan your next adventure-filled getaway to the southern unit of the Kettle Moraine State Forest. You're going to find two really high-quality mountain biking trail networks there, the Emma Carlin Trail System and the John Muir Trails. So each system offers something for bikers of all skill levels, so beginners can hit easy routes of only a few miles. Advanced riders might discover long loops that offer a challenge of rocky terrain, fast downhills and uphill climbs. And then connector trails link both of those systems. So you can do the ultimate ride of over 30 miles. You can extend your ride one more day by overnighting in nearby Delafield. The Delafield Hotel is such a great spot to rest and recharge. It's a boutique hotel. They treat guests to a contemporary, sophisticated stay. They've got amenities like jetted tubs so you can relax those sore muscles. And I encourage you to discover more mountain biking destinations using the Wisconsin Trail Report. This is an interactive map. It's a go-to resource for adventure seekers to find mountain bike trails and smooth rides across Wisconsin. And again, that's on travelwisconsin.com.
The Delafield Hotel is gorgeous if you've never been.
Yes.
And a lot of people want to raft, but they're kind of afraid of the white water. But you can get started in Marinette County, it sounds like.
Yeah, so you can gather up the whole crew for a trip that's going to turn into a lifelong memory, whitewater rafting, Marinette County. So this rugged landscape creates some of the best whitewater rafting conditions in the entire Midwest. The Peshtigo and Menominee Rivers are adrenaline-pumping destinations for true adventure seekers. Outfitters like Cosier's Whitewater Rafting and Wildman Adventure Resort, they run guided trips down the rivers, and these are expert guides. They're going to navigate you through the whitewater, which can get as high as a Class 4 rapids. And the outfitters have on-site campgrounds to turn a one-day trip into a multiple days of exploring Marinette County.
And are you more likely to go for a hike or go for a ride on an ATV?
I mean, more often I will do a hike, but I love any opportunity to go fast.
Yeah, those ATVs and UTVs are really, really fun. Hey, if you want more information on what Ann was talking about, it's really easy. Go to travelwisconsin.com. The segment is sponsored by Travel Wisconsin. She is the amazing Travel Secretary, Ann Sayers. Ann, thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
I'll tell you what, that's one of the things that makes Wisconsin absolutely so special. Whether you want to be inside at a museum, you want to be out on the water, you want to be checking out the trails, check it out at TravelWisconsin.com. Information on all the great things to do at our state, TravelWisconsin.com. If you'd like information on this show, it's really easy. Go to WTMJ.com. Next week, Racine County will be featured on Experience Wisconsin. Have a great rest of your weekend. We'll catch you again next week for Experience Wisconsin.